Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. And it's held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. He is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times to break in at any time during emergency traffic. Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mott Community Center, 106 Tower Street, Brooklyn, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. It's really not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so for a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater. Good evening, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo from Warrendale. Checking in, over.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York, and I'm the last one in the queue here.
All right, there's two EchoLink stations. We'll start with K3TFE. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to the net there to everybody. And it's 52 degrees out here in Warrendale. And we've had the communication link a lot better tonight than it was for yesterday. Yesterday had technical issues where I couldn't talk or receive. So we could hear bits and pieces, but other than that, didn't hear much at all. I'm going to give it back to Net Control, and thanks for being there. And everyone keep safe there. It's been raining yesterday, and it's been raining all around us. We're just in the bullseye. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
Roger that, Bill. I understand the rain is coming in. It's supposed to have a rainy week here on the East Coast. But well, as long as it's not so rainy that you have to shovel it, if you understand what I mean. But, okay, have a good one there, Bill. Catch you later. KD2FBM. Kevin, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening. It's KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, Kevin James. Yeah, I, too, was having a few issues like Bill with EchoLink. Seemed to be kind of acting flaky no matter what I did with it myself. It was just like sometimes you'd hear bits and pieces or sometimes you'd hit the transmit and you'd get no cue to transmit. So that was just kind of weird. So I don't know. Maybe I've got magical fingers. I'm not going to go into that for some reason. Electronics lately in the last couple of days, anything I touch turns into you know what, and that's not a good thing. So yeah, I've been fighting with an antenna on the back of my Jeep, and I think the rust has gotten the best part of it. So I'm waiting to see if I can do a different type of a setup, and maybe I'll alleviate my problem from just getting away from that rusted corner. So all right, with that, we got 48 degrees, clouds overhead, and I know rain is on the way, so I'll sit tight here and listen. I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Well, just speculation, but we had a party here yesterday at the house, and it was quite involved. Maybe, maybe all together, 60, 70 people here, and we had several different music services streaming. A couple different Bluetooth speakers. One was set up outside, one inside. I mean, it's different Pandora accounts streaming there. And everybody had their cell phones here, and they were probably tapped in on the network here. And that could have jammed up the EchoLink pretty good if everybody was accessing the network at once. So not sure that's it, but it wouldn't surprise me if that was the cause there. But it was a good. Good party, by the way. We had a Patrick's Day party. It was a lot of fun. So, right. Well, that's last echoing station. Thanks, Kevin. And we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Hi, MALW. Good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot in 5AOW. Just having a good evening, sitting watching a few of the normal programs and enjoying the day. Got some projects upstairs in the garage done, and I tell you the truth, I worked on, I guess, from about 9 o'clock or 8:30, 9 o'clock until about 4 o'clock. So, you know, the one question I have with that, Jeff, how in the devil did I get all this stuff done when I was working for a living? So with that, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening, N5AOW. Back to Night Control.
Well, probably the answer to that is those things didn't get done. Well, that's what our weekends used to be, right? I don't know. I'm not retired, so I guess I can't talk. Although I do have the kids do a lot of those projects, you know, so that kind of saves me a little bit. And, you know, eventually they're going to move out, I hope. And then maybe I'll have to be retired to get all those projects done that they do for me now. But, okay, Bob, well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, kind of laid around the house today. I took it easy. I have a busy few days here getting the house ready for the party, and did a lot of cooking and a lot of good times here. So it was a good day to kind of relax and let everybody else do some work for a change. Well, anyway, watched a bunch of movies today, watched a bunch of TV, and didn't enjoy this nice weather, and I'll probably regret it, but I enjoyed it enough yesterday, I think, for 2 days. So now about 3:40, getting ready to gear up here for work, and let that all start all over again. So, all right, are there any other check-ins from the Blackbird Valley Service Center? Stations besides Julia Echo Romeo Kilo. Alright, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'm not closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill, Kevin, and Bob for checking in. Say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, catch you again tomorrow night and see how things go. And Yeah, I know Octane will be up here in about, 25 minutes or so. So until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Victor Musica, the United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for all stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Calling for Oct-10, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. Would be much appreciated. 10. Final call for Oct 10, looking for all stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Oct 10 would like to thank the Louisville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Oct 10 to use their repeater. This is KC2, OVB, clear.